Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We really appreciate the legendary astronaut, Mike Massimo, who I know is having a very busy morning as it is, taking a few minutes to talk with us this morning. Mike, nice of you to join us. Thank you.
You're welcome. You introduced me as a legendary astronaut, but you got the last name incorrect. Not your fault. It's complicated. Massimino is the last name.
Massimino. I missed out a syllable there. Yeah. I'm going to get kicked out of Little Italy the next time I go there for that, for not saying your name correctly.
Yeah, be careful when you're in that neighborhood.
Well, so how careful should Sir Richard Branson and the crew be this morning, and getting ready to take off in this Virgin Galactic passenger rocket plane?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think each one of those crew members are going to have a job. There are two guys up front flying that thing, two test pilots. There's also two pilots flying the mothership, one of which I'm good friends with, C.J. Sterko, a former NASA astronaut. So I would say those guys in the front who are going to be doing the flying, they're concerned with making sure the vehicle is ready to go and going over their flight plan and all their checklists over and over again. So that's what they have on their mind, flying the vehicle. And then the passengers in the back, the crew members in the back, I don't know if the passenger, but I'm not sure exactly what to call them because they're actually employees. So they're going to be having jobs to do as well to evaluate the experience and to also enjoy the experience. So I think probably Richard Branson is very excited about this opportunity to go into space for the first time and also to see what he can do to promote his company, which has already sold a bunch of tickets and hopefully shortly will start flying some of their paying customers have the same experience.
Yeah, Mike, how does a takeoff like this compare to something that NASA might be doing?
Well, if you're referring to what we're doing now currently in NASA, what we did with the space shuttle and what's going on with the SpaceX Falcon and also the Soyuz out of Russia when we're sending NASA astronauts to the space station, requires a lot more power. You mentioned in the lead up here that it's a very short amount of time, a few minutes in weightlessness. It's a suborbital flight. So I think they go a little bit over Mach 3, for example, whereas to go to orbit, about 2,000 miles an hour maybe, but to go to orbit, we need to get orbital velocity of 17,500 miles an hour. So that's a lot of power needed to do that, a lot of thrust, a lot of power to get people out of the atmosphere, not just in a suborbital flight like we'll be seeing today, but to get them into orbit. So a lot more power is required to do what NASA's doing.
And what do we hope to gain from it? I mean, is this essentially a test flight to see if it will be possible to take passengers into space as Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos and, the other super billionaires all want to do?
Well, I think this one is more than a test flight, I think. I know they've already had their test flights. So this is more of an operational flight. I think they're going to be learning things. It's all Virgin Galactic employees on board that are going to try to learn about the experience and how they can make it better for the people who are the paying customers. But I think this is kind of halfway between what I would say is a test flight and an operational flight. They've already had their tests. They feel pretty confident the way the vehicle has worked so far, the whole system has worked. They had some problems years ago, which they had to overcome. And now I think they're ready to go with flying their customers. So I would say this is kind of like an in-between test and operational flight for them to check out the vehicle one last time before the customers come on board.
Yeah, so are guys like you, other astronauts, other people at NASA, people who have been in the space business basically all of their careers, are they excited about this or, are they looking at this skeptically? With space travel becoming somewhat commercial.
No, I think we're all very excited about it. And I can't speak for everybody, but certainly the folks that I stay in touch with and know there are all for this. This is kind of what NASA has been wanting to lead to since its inception. A good government program not only does things in the interests of the citizens of the world, but also provide opportunity, economic opportunity to grow from what they're doing. And just like the commercial airline industry. I came out of what was mainly government and military aircraft that led to a thriving commercial airline industry. I think NASA has always wanted to get to a point like this, where all the research and pioneering that they have done so in the last 60 years or so now looks like it can be turned over in some part to private enterprise to find economic benefits for the world as well. So now I think we're all pretty excited about it. It's much different than the experience astronauts had that my friends are still having and that I had as an astronaut. But it's a way to get people to experience space flight and hopefully get people excited and interested about it, not just now, but also in the future.
So Richard Branson, many on that flight are going to experience something that they've never felt before. How would you describe what they're going to experience? And what was that like for you the first time that you went up into space? How do you describe that kind of, has to be euphoric feeling, I would think.
Yeah, you know, we had a, of course, in any launch, in our case, we had not only the excitement of, you know, being like, you know, like almost like Christmas morning for a little kid, sort of that excitement, but also a little bit of stress that you have to do your job and it's a fairly dangerous undertaking. So that's what was going through our mind. I hope, you know, in this case, I think there's always that element of, well, I hope things go okay. I think for Richard Branson and the folks in the back, they're going to be more concerned about what they're going to need to do to unstrap, float around, enjoy the experience, and get back in. But I think when you're actually sitting there on the launch pad, in this case, they'll be on a runway, getting ready to go. It's at that point, you're ready to go. You're very excited. You're hoping for a great day and just trying to enjoy it as much as possible. And once those engines light, in their case, once they separate from the mothership and that engine kicks in, it's quite a ride. Whenever you're sitting on top of a rocket engine taking you to space, that's quite an experience. And then the weightlessness is pretty cool. They're going to get a few minutes of that where you can float around and look out the window. That's really the objective of this mission, is to float for a little bit and look out the window and enjoy the view, and then strap back in and come home. So I think they're really excited about what they're going to see. It's moments in your life that you never forget, both the anticipation of going and then actually doing it. And then they'll probably have some fun telling people about it once they get back.
Yeah, I can imagine that they'll never stop telling people about it once they get back. Mike, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes for us this morning. Mike, you're the best. Always really nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.